This is CliffCentral.com.
Alala Mariah, tell them, no way, you and I, join our way, bona, yes, you are sipping tea with I, Dumi Morake, sans Mabale Maloy, but guess what, babies, you know, I'm like that guy, you know that guy, there's that guy who's got his black book, wabon? And I've got my black book of brilliant female minds. Me, I know people, me to me, Mrake, me. Don't take me small, me. Me, I know people who know people. And I happen to know someone who is worth knowing. A lot of people, if you are into that tippy-toe kind of life and once in a while you find yourself watching Vuzu because you want to get in touch with whatever cool side you might imagine yourself to possess, you will recognize her voice. But she'll be here with, I think she's here with about 70% less of that sarcasm, but she's here. A lot of people call her the Seriously Girl from Vuzu Television. Please welcome with very, very, very round, a big round of applause. It can go clockwise or anti-clockwise, this round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between. Please welcome Retabile Ramaphakela, otherwise known as at Retini. In fact, if you want to see who I'm speaking to by face, you can go to Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. If it's social and it has pictures, she's there. She's at Retini. How are you, Retini?
Seriously. I like coming to Cliff Central because people give me these really great intros that I feel like I should almost pay for,
yes,
but I don't.
I'll invoice. Retini is here because a lot of people don't know this, but she's the youngest friend I have. Isn't that exciting, OMG?
No, this is the real story of why I'm here. This chick comes to Morocco. We have one night. No, this is actually in London. One night we're like drinking like vodka on vodka on vodka because, you know, this bar didn't believe in any dash.
Yes, we sip.
Yeah, we sipped hard for 2 hours until 2 a.m. Then we go to bed. Now I'm sleeping very nicely. And then the next thing I hear, Retabile! I'm like, what? Why won't you do my show with me on Cliff Central? Why? And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I even remember waking up the next day going, did I dream it? Was it real? But yet, here I am on Cliff Central.
And the reason I sound a little bit like Helen Zilla in the way she does her rendition of me is because the vodka bent my voice.
You know, it's that hard.
And here she is. Now I'm excited. I'm excited because when I'm on sipping tea, I feel like I get to be me, right? I'm not on stage. I'm not a persona. I'm me.
I think you're you all the time, but it's okay. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I hang out
no,
with you.
No, I'm not as brave in real life. Be honest.
Yeah. You okay? No. Anyway, let's go. Let's go on.
Anyway, whatevs. So she's here before she gets carried away and starts exposing me.
Yeah, I was about to.
And of course, ushering in was the inimitable. Is that the word?
I don't know.
Inimitable, Mariah Carey. OMG.
Mimi. How was Mimi?
OMG. She did break me and put me back together. It's the best way to summarize my experience of Mariah Carey. She was bloody rude because she had us all seated by 8. She did not have an opening act. I don't know if it's because she couldn't afford or because she decided nobody is good enough.
You don't share a stage with Mimi, duh.
Yeah, but isn't it warm us up? Get us ready.
I saw nice Tom, music playing.
Isn't it? Then I was like, yeah, but it's Mariah Carey. Oh my gosh. She's going to like not want to waste time. I was there at like 7:30.
Yo.
She gets on stage at 9:45.
But that's what happened the night before. That's why I knew. I saw you early, Inga Beavers. And I'm like, oh, guys, did you not see the tweets of the night before? People were waiting.
Yeah. But you know what Mimi made me realize? You can have Beyonce. You can have Nicki Minaj. You can have people who have gimmicks. people who, I don't know, challenge and are controversial. Mimi doesn't need any of that. All she needs is that damn voice. She must just open her mouth.
But apparently she didn't walk. She got carried through.
Yes, she kept having to be like... Yes, even up the steps. At some point I looked at Mpo, I was like, is she unable to can in those shoes? Like, what's going on?
Maybe doesn't walk no more. You
or
know?
Maybe her knees hurt.
No, levels. When I'm that big, I'm not going to walk anywhere. You know, imagine walking.
You know, funny enough, I was like, Mimi unalifika na maburu, but it doesn't matter. She doesn't need the figure.
You know what I'm saying?
Because then she came in what looked like a cheap knockoff of a Beyonce outfit, the first one. And my only disappointment with it was you don't need it, Riri. Mimi.
Mimi. She doesn't even know her.
I'm still waking up because thanks to her, I went to bed very late.
You were crying.
Hey, I cried, but different kinds of cry. Cries of, I didn't realize how many people I missed in my life. Cries of, but Mariah Carey speaks to your heart, eh? She's not just lyricing for the sake of lyricing, eh? She is just... She reminded me, literally, of my teenage years. I got vivid pictures of being in my house. Like, you don't understand, bro.
And the irony is that all those songs that we all love, she actually hates. Because yes! It represents a time in her life where she was very, oppressed.
With
and, you know,
yes, with the
so it's manager. Ironic that we're all like, yeah. Yes. And I mean, I saw an interview once. She said she doesn't actually like to sing those songs, but she has to because that's
we
what
love
the fans
them. They
know.
Speak
but
to
she
us.
Really, she's like, oh.
I can imagine.
Yeah. She's like, that was when she was curly haired yes. and like so conservative.
Always in long sleeves,
you know?
All the way up to the neck.
All the, you know,
is she married to a Mormon? Like, oh. Why?
Shame. But shame, she killed it still.
No, she destroyed. And then she brought her kids on. And then I was sitting
them
there going...
Them babies. Does she still call them babies?
Yes. And I was thinking, if I bring my kids onto stage in my show, but I give them punchlines, nyana, like...
No, you must script
them. Nah, I should be like, walk on it. And be like, yeah, but mom, I need breasts. And then the audience must laugh. And then I say, that's my firstborn. Ah. And then you must walk up. Then Al must come back and say, mom, you forgot your condoms. And then, like, I don't know. I just, because it was random.
Coming up in Dumi's next show, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
The art of inappropriateness. But funny enough, now, I'm glad you started to bring up that aspect of Mariah. Like, the Mariah we knew when she was starting out. Because she's even so naughty. I mean, there's a point where she called Trey to come and sing with her. Okay, those of you who don't know Trey, you remember when she was singing that song, One Sweet Day? And this
one
was
Sweet
it,
Day.
Was it One Sweet Day? It is One Sweet
with
Day.
With Boyz II Men, yeah.
No, then it's not One Sweet Day. Oh. There's the one that he... sorry, I have not slept. But the guy goes... that one. Maybe. No, not Maxwell. It's Trey. The guy's name is Trey. I'm trying to remember the name of the song.
Okay, cut
let
it
out. Me feel your heart, the joy and laughter. Nanny, nanny, nanny.
No.
I'll be there.
No, that's a Jackson 5 song, though.
No, man. Was it the...
We'll be here all night, I think.
Anyway, sorry. I haven't. Anyway, that guy who hit the super, super high note when she was still wearing black clothes and covering her body up was singing with her, Trey, her friend, whatever. So they were together and they got to sing that song. Everybody's all emotional about it and whatever. And I was like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. Anyway, so it got me thinking, like, she changed so much after the end of that relationship, right?
She became who she always wanted to be, I suppose.
Is it who she always wanted to be? Or is it like, I might get into trouble with the Indian community over this, but this is an observation. When I was in uni, I've always understood the Indian community and families to be very conservative, very strict. I went to high school with a lot of Indian girls who were always in the longest tunics. The first ones to leave the yard, no boys near them situations, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then you get to university, they're the guys you are finding on the library lawns, fornicating proper, under trees, getting caught under steps, getting suspended
in
the toilets.
If this goes to any sort of BCCSA, I would just like to categorize.
I'm ready. BCCSA, Palais. We are that chick that you want, you know? That's how the BCCSA probably looks at this at cliffcentral.com. They're like, look at that girl. I just want to taste her so much, but they can't touch us.
Okay.
So,
you say that now.
But I'm not saying it to offend. I'm saying anyone who's been on any university grounds will back me up on this. Generally, that's who you find getting caught for those kind of acts. And I feel like it's not because they're jachs. It's because they've grown up with such strict thing that the minute
that
they find
freedom,
through,
you're like, woo!
Don't you think that's what happened to Mariah?
Well, I think it's also a discovery thing. Like, you don't know that you could be that sexual. It happens to all these child stars. Like, yes. Oh, we're a teeny bopper. I'm yes. Britney Spears. I'm Miley Cyrus. I'm Hannah Montana. And then it's like, I'm Hannah Montana. And I'm humping Robin Thicke. And then I'm shaving my head. And it's just like, oh, where are our limits? How far can we push it?
But that one was always boss. I think she's always been cray. Britney Spears, it was just one of those things where you're like, I always thought I'd just be trailer trash. But look at me now. So there it was just
coming.
You can take
it
out of the trailer, but you can't take the trailer out of her.
But look at Miley Cyrus, you know? She went like from Hannah Montana and then to like...
But her energy on Hannah Montana was a bit manic. I never got a sense of innocence from her. I'm saying this because I'm a Disney... I'm a Disney
You always ask me about cartoons. I know,
but I love Disney. Like, I love your Demis. I know these girls. And Hannah, never.
But you've never even heard of Farida. The Guarizi girl.
Oh, the Guarizi. Yeah, but now I've heard of her because you told me about her.
Yeah, but you didn't know. But you must know Selena Gomez.
Yes, because if the Guarizi girl was on Disney, I would know exactly who she is. You know what I mean?
Well, like the Guarana.
I limit my consumption of comedy because I always want what's unique about my comedy to literally be coming from a place that's uninfluenced. You know, because then you end up talking about what everybody else is talking about or what you think people want to hear you talk about. As opposed to what I do now, I get on there, I'm like, yeah, but this is what's up with me, what's up with you? I'll be like, how sucking is it that freaking Mandela had to be in jail? And they're like, yeah, but he's out. Oh!
You are that girl, though.
I am that girl.
Yeah, and you are that
proudly
girl.
Proudly so, Baba.
Last week, she hadn't even seen Lemonade
By the time the show went on. Why must expose me?
You want to bring a friend on here, you'll get exposed.
Yeah, but...
Exposed.
You're digressing. She digresses. I need you, everybody who can hear my voice right now, to erase what she's... Just erase her last five sentences.
You want that Men in Black machine.
Just set it back to five sentences. But... This thing with Mariah got me thinking about breakups, especially when people know who you are and how we deal with breakups. Mm. Because we all get affected differently. Like,
yes, and this weekend someone got affected so strongly. It made my Sunday, you know, Sunday Twitter for me is just something of an emotional experience.
Yes.
You know, it's spiritual. You can go to bed, you know, just when you think Sunday is over, you know, let me rest my little head.
Yeah.
Boom! Screen grab sent to me on WhatsApp. Have you seen this?
No, listen, Uncle Temba had enough.
Yeah. No, but you see, I see where it comes from, but it also says a lot. I mean, I must be a feminist about this before I get attacked.
Yes, yes.
Because he doesn't have a good history as well, Yana. Yes, and yes. He can deny whatever happened and whatever in that situation, but we've heard clips of him getting angry at a specific soccer player for apparently touching a specific presenter's leg.
Mm.
So we know he might have tendencies on that side. We don't know for sure, but I mean, you know, from what we can see. So those tweets, I was just like, wow.
but don't you think it's that thing? People think they can push us and push us and push us, but because of the industry, we can take it.
Mm-hmm.
But we are still human. How much are you going to troll someone before they break?
No, that's true. That's true.
Imagine you're trolling me and I may... already be having issues with this breakup in jail. My own issues that don't need to be out there. But the more you kotla me, the more I feel like you are the voice of this very person that upsets me.
But that's exactly it. And that's why his last tweet was basically
all
of you.
Like, you guys don't understand.
All of you.
You don't understand. Even if you don't biologically possess an Msunu, your Msunu was called out.
Everyone. President.
Everybody.
He was like, all of you.
All of you.
Like, all of you.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
People were logging onto Twitter and like, what did I do? Like, I left Twitter for 2 hours and then.
I also checked myself. I checked my tweets. I checked my own timeline. It's like, did I ever retweet or quote or like or laugh?
Even our Minister of Fun. Figile.
Mbawizi.
Mbawizi.
Shout out to my guy. Shout out.
He just tweeted, TL is messy or something with a sips tea. I'm going, this is how deep this is, because we are both basically told us all off.
Yeah.
But when we sort of deserved it. Yeah. I don't know.
But here's what I don't get, right? Why then I went, is it really about being trolled or is it about you are feeling like something? Because my favorite was, I don't have any issue or any beef with Aga. He didn't take anything from me, nor does he have anything or anyone I want. Hey!
You know what I love? Never mentions a name.
Yes.
But when he said Slanyo,
I died.
Done. And the thing is, I can't really laugh because I kind of feel bad, but it's so funny, Sanyo. Lisanyo. And then it was just so good. I was just like, euphonic. Like, I think I'll follow you now.
Yes.
Because you just made my
creative
Sunday.
His anger's creative and funny.
Yes, but he clearly got angry because apparently it all started because, do you know what a nasty C is?
No.
What's Anasty C is a rapper in South Africa.
Oh, it's Anasty C. Oh, I thought it's a thing. Oh my God.
No, Anasty C. So he got apparently a call from Rock Nation. They want to set up some sort of meeting. So, you know, Shine. You know, we happy, Shine. So, you know, Euphonic is like, soon people will see it's about bars and not about cars. Now, I assume AKA has a song about a car. Because that's what people...
But doesn't every rapper on the planet?
But yeah, you see.
So... Oh, maybe it's because AKA recently did post on Instagram his new ride.
Okay, whatever. Which I wish was a different color. I don't keep up with the rappers.
Anyway, yes.
So anyway, so then people started trolling and trolling and trolling the man, and Euphonic was like, "Entleg, let me clear the air." That's why he cleared the air by saying number one. You know when someone starts going number one?
Yeah. And gonna... number one from a man, because I'm used to women who are breaking it down in numbers.
Number
so
one,
when a
two,
dude
three.
Is doing it, what else was my favorite before them? Sunuyenu, Slicker's ex to media queen to now the girl that's effing AKA. Why am I saying effing? I want Cliff Central.
Yeah.
That's fucking AKA. So as much as she can try, forget Umtizozo. I played a big role in her life.
That's where I
But why are you attacking her when she's not the one who's poking fun at you?
But also the other thing is, he's now, I think one of his tweets saying, if you know my surname, you'll know where the queen comes
from. What is
so his surname is Nkosi, ne? I think.
Oh, so she started. So the queen thing wasn't because she was queening, it was because he's...
Yeah, but let's talk about this. How's a man trying to claim this thing right now? Really? He's trying to claim he came up with the queen bee.
But what if he did? What if Vela, he was like, since Mrs. Nkosi, or queen yaka, or first and only lady yaka.
So now he's claiming her.
No, but we can all make all kinds of claims. Tomorrow I leave my husband and he's going to be like, she didn't even know what a punchline looked like. And then, you know
he's
what
like,
I mean?
I made to
I made her. Yes. You know what I mean?
There was a tweet that even said, Euphonic is the type of guy who will ask for half of your lotto winnings because you were using his car when you bought the ticket. So like, what do we say? Yeah. I felt like that was true. I felt like that was a true reflection of what he was doing.
How do you deal with your breakups?
Well, me.
Did he apologize?
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did. He
okay,
did.
What does he say? What
he says, I offended many Izolo. Now, whoever's listening from outside this country, the way we speak in this country is pretty much the way we drive. We keep changing lanes. So you might go, I don't know the English word Izolo. Izolo is yesterday. I offended many Izolo. Was not my intention. Tweets were and still are aimed at trolls that insist on being all up in my business and past.
Hashtag nonke.
Now, hashtag nonke, for those who don't understand the lingua, nonke is all of y'all. I love that.
But you know what's funny? He hasn't deleted them.
He hasn't. No, but I don't get it. If you're saying they aim at trolls that are all up in your business and your past, then why did you combat people? You understand?
But he didn't mention names.
Oh, come on. Really?
Hey.
So if I'm like, yeah, this guy's a dick. His name rhymes with Puma and starts with... I didn't say any names,
he
but...
He didn't say any names.
Guys. But at least they apologized, I guess. It's better than that. I don't know, actually. I'm not even interested because I'm not offended. I was like, clearly you're on
this
a...
This is funny.
It's fun to take things personally.
Yeah.
And it's fun to go, he's talking to me and I'm going to be angry. But come on.
But she'll never respond because she's blokang. You know how she rolls.
Block.
She's like, bat, block. Block.
But you know? That is the best solution. I'm sorry. That's how I live my
life.
That's
how she does. That's why she keeps winning.
Yeah.
I mean, her 15 minutes of fame has not run out. It's not about to run out. Yeah. She's the queen of fucking everything. Yeah. Like, we can't deny it, no matter how many stories. But the best, another tweet
and
that I
love.
She
made me famous.
Is someone said, she deserves all this mess for giving Zinhle until 5 p.m. to apologize. Which I sort of was like, yeah, like, what was that? Like, why are you making someone else look like a Lehlanyo? She was making Zinhle look like Lehlanyo. Like,
yeah, yeah. See, so that's, see, again, we're still on how people deal with breakups.
Exactly. Like, look, Zinhle, I thought, did the
took
right
it
thing.
Like a lady.
She did the lemonade thing. Mm-hmm. She started this lemonade shit. She was like, I'm gonna just write a nice little blog. Uh-huh. You know, just a nice little sweet
express
thing.
Myself.
You know, hit send.
Mm.
Silence. Now, I just wonder, like, does Bonang have a lawyers on retainer? Oh, like, what is the deal?
This
because
chick
is I feel
powerful.
Like she sends out lawyers' letters on the whim. Like, not you're that powerful.
Has she sent you one?
No. Mm. Yeah. Mm. You're that powerful, though, that even when someone is telling the truth, you send her a lawyer's letter to apologize.
How dare you?
That's
be
so,
honest.
How dare you?
How
be
dare
honest?
You?
How dare you?
But. So it makes it scary to date her because you don't know what she'll do if you do break her heart.
Yeah.
How is she going to
respond? I don't
respond.
Know.
Like, how do you deal with breakups?
Me, I subtweet.
Explain subtweeting. Okay, this is where I'm a bit of a blonde. What's subtweeting?
A subtweet is when you just say a thing in a tweet, but no one knows except the person who's maybe looking through your timeline.
Yeah.
So the other day, I'm like, what I hate is I subtweet and people think it's something else. And then there's retweet and likes. And I'm like, no, guys.
This is not for you.
This is not for you. Stop it. Stop it. You're ruining the subtweet now. Now the subtweet has become powerless because you took it and, you know, it meant something else. So I'm very good at subtweeting. I wish I could be one of those people who's like number one at Sbangbang. I wish, like, you know, because it's that whole thing. Do you want to look crazy?
Yeah.
Is it okay to look crazy for once in a while?
Why are we giving people what they want though? Because I feel like we live in a public space, right? Like everything has an audience. If my marriage fucks out now, I have an audience that's uninvited.
Yeah.
Because right now, it bothers me and I've stopped now posting anything relationship related with my husband because I feel like now we become everybody's couple. And then people start to give you labels you never gave yourself, like the perfect couple, what relationship goals. And I'm like, no, but I don't need trouble in my life because then when it ends, the fall will look bigger than it really is.
It's true, but then maybe you can make lemonade out of it.
Mm. It looks like we have a call.
A caller?
No, we don't.
Oh, I was we about don't. To say, what year
oh,
do we live
like,
in?
Hi, why does that look like a call? Oh, is there, we're going to take a break in a second because I think we've said a lot that people still need to digest. I'm just checking if there are any messages coming in. Do we have anything? Nothing. Let me check my tweets before
How?
I move on.
Can I was still talking though.
Keep talking. Let me You're right. I got distracted.
Like, I'm just
continue.
Like,
talk to the people there.
No,
listening.
You were talking about keeping your relationships private. And
yes.
I think that is the thing to do. That is the thing. Don't be posting things because it's really awkward then at the end of the day. When you break up and then the post stop or, you know, things, people can ask questions about it. So
and you have kids. I think maybe if you don't have kids, maybe it's still cool.
No, it's
but
not
for
cool.
me, I have kids. I
especially when
imagine.
You're like, well, look at Boiti and Casper. They did that whole legit thing. Now, where are they? Where are they? Where?
Don't say it like that. That's so hurtful.
No,
I like
Boiti. I'm asking. No, I like them
but
both.
It's true. Like,
I have
why
nothing
you, why
against
you,
them.
I think if you're happy to sell a relationship, you must know you're going to have to sell the nice. And then when the cuck comes, you can't hide the cuck.
Yeah, you can't be selling us, oh, look at my husband. Or, oh. And then 2 weeks later, we're like, where's your husband now?
Like, yeah.
You know, no. Don't sell us dreams, yeah?
Yeah.
Just keep it on a secret. Just show us pictures of your lunch, of your food. Mm. Maybe do that whole sneaker picture. Where
yeah,
you both
sneaker
have your sneaker.
Oh, that's
see
so
what
cute,
I'm saying?
The sneaker thing.
You gotta just plan this so that when he's gone, no one knew
no
who
one
was
knows
wearing
who
the sneakers.
Yes, because I remember actually on our anniversary, I posted a message to him because I was really, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, we actually made it this far. So there was a fight on Facebook, not even on my page, but an entire fight over that. No, that's not her husband.
Hey?
Yeah. People were arguing over a picture of my husband saying, no, that's not Dwimrake's husband. And I'm like, now, in the space that we live in, what if I have a side pocket nyana somebody?
And now you've been
this is
so
why
public.
The fight is yeah. happening. And then yeah. this chick is going to post a picture of that
of
guy.
The other real person.
Exactly. And then there's trouble, you know?
And like, then it's over.
It made me feel like I need an ambiance coordinator. Like, I feel like...
ambiance
yes.
Okay.
The ones that both Jay-Z have. Because, you know, they come here. And obviously, a lot of them taste a bit of Africa. But they don't want the scandal. And
why
they want
did you
it.
Pick Jay-Z, eh?
Because he's super powerful and there's no way I'm going to believe that amazing as Beyonce is, that's all he's tapping. Because
no,
I
well,
just think
she
it's
just
a man
did
thing.
A whole thing about...
Yeah, but we are all speculating. She could literally just be doing it to keep us talking and keep us guessing.
Yes.
Because were we not both listening. Watching the video of them together and getting emotional and thinking, look
doesn't
at how much
mean,
they love each other and how perfect
mean,
it is.
Doesn't mean. But what did you say when we watched that video of them together? What's happening behind the scenes? No marriage is sacred anymore. Guys, I've given up. I don't know. I've given up on relationships, on everything.
No, but you mustn't. They're fun. They're a great distraction. I find that in life, relationships are a fantastic freaking distraction
until
sometimes.
They crash and
focus.
Burn.
Until they, but even the crashing and burning is a great focus.
Until
as well.
You have tweets about you calling you Hlanyo.
Yeah. Well... Whereupon, well, but there you have to understand that sometimes you've dug your own grave. If you remember how when they were doing that Marie Claire campaign and they had him there as one of the guys, and then somebody subtweeted and did a ha 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 with their friend about can you believe this person? You know what I mean? So also sometimes when you start cuck, remember people bank things. So he may not have retaliated,
but he's
then,
been
but then
retaliating. He has with every sort of
so
incident.
Who beat her?
Well, I suppose, because he's trying to clear his name, because the accusations that came against him are huge. I mean, if they did, well, I think there's some truth to whatever yeah. happened that night.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's claiming there's no truth. So it's a big allegation. So I think you're always going to be bitter. So and if it was a lie from her side, then that is huge. That you're always going to come and try say things. And I mean, when the DJ Zintle thing came out, he tweeted, "You can lie to some of the people some of the time, but you can't lie to all of the people all the time."
Why must we now misquote our Bob Marley?
No, I'm sure he said it right. Maybe I just
No, he says you can fool all the some of the people some of the time. Can't fool all the people. It's Bob Marley that like.
Okay,
but no, here's what I'm saying. So does this mean when we hook up with people, because breakups can happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's funny, when I got married and someone said to me, why are you not signing a prenup? I was like, because I believe we can both acquire, we can accumulate a lot of wealth and we are in this together as one. And they were like, yeah, but you know, not to say you guys don't love each other, not to say I'm seeing cracks, but what happens if it ends? Have you considered that? And I said, I think if it ends, the person he is that I've known for all the years I've known my husband, because I've known him since like 2000, right? I was like, his levels of cray are not to the level where I feel like then he's going to try and screw me. Plus, we have kids. I feel like, no, but you know, that's what I'm saying. The levels to which you believe and trust in someone, right?
But when someone is hurt and bitter, you can never
That's what
judge
I'm saying.
You.
That's what I'm... But see, we knew each other when we were in other relationships with other people.
Yeah, but...
So I've watched him in that breakup, and I know me in my breakup, and that's why we trusted each other like that. But the point I'm trying to make is, does that mean we now have to watch people before we get into things with them, especially if in a public space? But forget public space. We're hearing about guys who shoot girls, who... burn down people, girls who flood their guys' places or go after the new girl for no reason or claim they are pregnant when they are not.
People are crazy.
But how do you know? How do you...
That's
guys,
the thing
is there
nowadays,
a major?
You don't know. You don't know who you're about to step into something. And as much as you want to trust the next person and be like, no, I know this person, you don't. People are committing suicide in relationships. Their partners didn't know anything. People are, you know, shooting...
Yeah,
like,
but if somebody has a history of depression, then it's you who's choosing to be...
What if it came from, you know, absolutely nowhere and you didn't see it coming?
Yeah, but that's very rare.
You see, we have, you know what the problem is? We have baggage, ne? All of us. We're carrying our suitcases. Mm. And then, you know, when we meet someone, you don't show them your suitcase. Yeah. You're like, oh, we're you're fine. I'm a cool chick. Oh, you have girlfriends? Oh, I don't mind that. Oh, you like to flirt online? Oh, that's cute. Oh, that's so funny. I'm a cool girl. Are we doing this? Cool. And then after a while, you're like, yeah. You lay your luggage there and you open it and they got theirs over there.
You open the kist. Kanti kist.
Yeah.
When you saw her walking with this little pulley bag.
Kanti
kist in the bedroom there.
And she has it. And then that's when stuff goes wrong. And then you want to believe that love is enough, but it's not enough.
But don't you blame social media? I mean, I started this conversation last week where I just spoke about how a lot of people live their private lives on social media.
Yeah, it's a huge problem, yeah.
I think social media has put too much out there. Like, it's just, your life can no longer be in the phone call or...
Because now you can stalk the person that they were talking to 5 minutes ago and then find that person's and use best that friend's person. Boyfriend's husband. And then you're like, sometimes I'm like gone down the rabbit hole. I'd be on a friend's page. Then suddenly I'm on the friend's cousin's wife's sister's husband
God,
page.
You're
and
freaking
I'm like,
me out.
How did I get you?
Oh, okay, you're scaring me now.
But that's what happens. But, that's what you do.
But it's true. It's like the guy who's like, yeah, no, I'm not seeing that girl anymore, whatever. But then you go to her Instagram timeline and you're like, oh, but I recognize that sneaker because the face may not be in there, or I see those car keys on the table in that picture. So, and then you keep going, you go, but this is his favorite restaurant, or this is his flat. I recognize a painting in the back. So what do you mean
you haven't seen her?
But I'm looking at the timestamp and the timestamp says an hour ago.
We're now detectives on social media.
But it comes... But you're right. It starts happening before you realize you're doing it.
Exactly. Before you know it, you're like, how did I land on? Like, to the point, and I was bad with this. I was very good at finding people on social media. And I'd be like, oh, really? Oh, is that what it is? Oh. And then these people are like, become thing in my lives when they're really not. Yeah. Like, they're persona non gratis. But I made them persona gratis.
Yeah.
And
no,
stuff
but
like
these
that.
People. Yeah. Anyway, let's take a break. I think we've had enough.
It's back. Are you Jawsy Tough? Cycle through tunnels, over floating bridges, and into colossal stormwater drains. You're a machine and nothing's going to stop you. With two separate routes, a 22K for beginners or a 54K for the tougher riders. Go where no mountain biker has gone before. On the 29th of May, ride the Hollard Juma. Brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Challenge accepted. Juma.co.za.
Cause I wanna share forever with you, baby.
This is where we fuck it up. Dream lover, come and rescue me. Take me up, take me down, take me anywhere you want to. And then he takes you up and takes you down. He said you don't want to go there. Yeah? But you've put this person under pressure and you said there must be your dream lover to take you away forever and ever. Forever and... Do you know how long forever is? There are days I look at my very love of my life, my husband, and I go, hey, forever.
This is
bruh.
It. Like, you ain't gonna get anybody else new. You ain't gonna get anyone else who wants to be with you. That's why I'm just like, I mean, look, we can look at marriage in two ways. It's a tradition.
Yes.
It's been there for ages. Yes. But is it something that we can apply to now? Or have we just made it in a way so now in society that we like things, that we want to just dip and dip and dip? Because, you know, I think it's possible to find a person and say, listen, here we are. We're comfortable. Like, it's not always going to be nice. It's not always going to be fun. But we're comfortable.
Yeah.
But yes, you're going to have those nights where you're away, he's away, you kiss someone. It doesn't mean anything or whatever the case. But do we have to accept now that you have to be in open relationships? Or do we just say, you know what, screw marriage. Why are we still getting married?
We're still getting married because it's easier to get a bond. It's easier to get money from the bank. It's easier.
That's also
on so many,
true.
Even in business, people can trust you because you come across someone who can commit.
Yeah, and do something. Which is probably why I'll never do it. Anyway, so I once was on a plane on the way to Roxy's wedding, I think, and some guy sitting next to me, old man, and he's like, where are you going? And I'm like, oh, to a wedding. His response, people still do that. Like, I was like, Yeah, that's pretty much right. Yeah, people still actually do that. And I'm just like, yeah, it's why are we still doing this? Why are we still going, you are tied to me and I'm tied to you for the rest of my life?
For the same reason some people still use the tea bag and then keep it in a cup so that they can make another cup of tea afterwards.
But are you ever going to move
there's
forward?
There's a full box of joko there. Retabile, some people are, look, why do some people still go to church when you can watch it on TV?
Yeah, but church
wake
is
me
not
up at 7 in the morning. But I'm like, yeah, but Creflo tell us on TV, baby. You can feel the Holy Spirit
or
via.
TD Jakes is on Instagram.
I'm like, yeah, he's on Instagram. I can read you a quote right now. The Holy Spirit can freaking travel in HD,
that's
Baba.
True. That's true.
So I think as people, there are some things that just separate, that we've decided separate us from the animals or separate us from the uncivilized or make us feel like a part of something. Because I think some people also get married so they can feel like a part of something. I remember when I got married, beyond that I loved my man, I got married because I was like, I'm already out there, okay? People from family to people I associate with cannot deal with my life view, my world view.
You were the Hlanyo of your family.
I was the Hlanyo of the family, basically.
Thank you, Euphonic, and for Hlanyo, yes, please.
Yeah,
thank
hashtag.
You.
So, Nonke. It's going in the Urban Dictionary. Hlanyo. By definition, one who is off.
And Nonke.
Nonke, Baba.
Nonke.
Nonke.
Anyway, sorry, I interrupted.
So, I got... And I said, essentially, I got married to fit in, to be honest. I was like, here's one place where I'm going to fit in, where I can be trusted and prove I am worth marrying, that there's someone out there who's gone, I trust that this person can start a home for me.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I got married. Some yeah. of us just want to fit in. Some people get married because of their insecurity, because they're convinced that a marriage means that person really will be there forever. When that's not what it means.
Not
it's just
at all.
A label. It's
yeah,
just a...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We get into these things for different reasons. And
but I look at like an example, like Sandra Bullock, for example. She was, I forgot the guy she was dating, some motorcyclist guy who cheated on her in the end. But they weren't married. For the longest time, yeah. they weren't married, and she wasn't planning on getting married yeah. until he got into some sort of car accident. Mm. And for hospital rights and signing things, she had no power, absolutely no
See?
Power
See?
At all.
See?
And after that, she was like,
married
we're
helps.
Getting married. We're getting married.
Married helps.
And then she won an Oscar and then found out he was cheating on her, and then they divorced.
Yeah, because you know what I found very interesting is I know couples who've been together for like a good 20 years mm-hmm. who are not married, mm-hmm. but their commitment is so real.
Exactly.
And it's that thing of there's no piece of paper forcing me to be here. I'm here because I want to be. I'm here because I've committed.
But do you think that's the thing? Because I feel like, so I know friends, I have a lot of friends now that are getting married. And before they were married, you know, it was almost like they were married. But yeah. now that they're married,
it's
I've
painful.
Seen things have changed.
It's painful.
It's almost like they... Like, I'm like, but that person was like that before you
yes.
signed that paper. How can you expect that person to be
change.
Someone else now?
That's what the priest said at this one wedding I went to. And yeah, he made me smile. Eh? He said, I want you guys to turn to everyone who's here to watch you get married and tell them where you met. So they giggle. And I'm going, I know these guys met in a club and we were all drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going, are they really going to tell that story? Yeah. And literally that's what they said. Ebum Nandini, we were Mnandi. And the priest said, all of you have heard them. If any of you ever hear her say,
you can't
she
out.
Left him at the house saying he's going out, she must take care of the home. You need to phone this man and put him in his place. If you ever hear that she's gone out and told him
to
that
stay.
He must take care, then you go and remind them where they met and what they've been doing in
exactly.
the build-up to getting married.
Exactly.
So for me, that's the first
the
thing about
getting married. The expectations change.
They
it's
change,
just
but
like,
they shouldn't.
And it's like, I never used to cook. Now I must cook.
But let me tell you why. Once he has proposed, you are scared of rocking the boat. And what we need to do, stop being scared of rocking the boat. If you're saying you're getting married, sit down and have a genuine honest conversation about so what are you expecting to change in this marriage thing? Are we just saying we're making this thing legal because
yeah.
we already have it?
Yeah.
Or
which is what it should be.
Which
I think.
Be.
I think it should just be like, oh, you know, oh, we want to get a bond together.
Yes.
Oh, we want to do this. Oh, we want to do this.
Because there's
know,
a cock up. I come from a single family. My mother was a single mother. I don't know the concept of mom, dad, husband, wife under mm-hmm. one roof. Mm-hmm. I just know you do what comes first. You do whatever feels right in the moment. I get married to someone who's grown up in the white picket fence,
the
mom, dad,
sort of,
perfect
yeah,
family.
Yeah, we say that in
yes,
commas.
But
yeah.
So we both have ideas of what a husband is, and what a wife is, what everybody's role is, and what they should do. If we don't talk about it before we get married, we are screwed. Because, because I automatically expect you to fit into that freaking box that I've placed this
that
thing in.
I grew up with that my mother with. Doing A, yes. B, C, D, and E, F, G. But, you
but
see.
Then forget that. Now look at me who's married to an artist. I'm an artist married to an artist.
Disaster.
No, but it's not a disaster, my friend. Let me tell you where the disaster comes in. Marriage is not a creative thing. The institution of marriage
really
has
not
been sold as something that's creative. But everything we do in our lives is creative, from how we raise our children to how what we do and how we express ourselves. And I think our biggest challenge in our marriage has been this thing that we are trying to fit ourselves into. And I think that's why marriages fall apart. Because someone was like, yeah, but then have an open relationship because the guy doesn't want rules. Honey, open relationships also have rules.
There's always
rules. I know someone who left the partner they were with because they were in an open relationship. But this person broke the rules where he continued something long term with someone who was supposed to just be a hookup. When they've agreed, yeah, you're having hookups, cool. You cannot emotionally
not
attach.
Having a proper relationship
yes.
now. With
so
this
people
person,
have different
yeah.
rules. So for me, it's simple. Whatever we agree on as our relationship, and that's our relationship rules, that's it. If at any point you feel like it needs to change, we must sit down and talk about it. Bruh.
But this is why I'm saying I could never then get married within my 20s, and I've only got 1 year left, so I've done pretty well. So because I always think that I could never do that because yeah. I feel like there's just so much I want to do with my life.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I'm going to, at the end of the day, say you and me forever, baby. I want to know that I've done everything that I've wanted to yes. do for myself and yes. by myself, that I can then be sort of, you know, compromising when I need to be, whatever. So I'm getting married when I'm 40.
It's deep you should say that, because I was watching on BET. I was watching,
can't believe I just said that.
I was watching, yeah, that's scary. I was watching Common. I was watching Common's little, what do you call those things, what
the documentaries about the real story of
yes,
behind
that's
the scenes
and
of
yes yeah. And he was talking about his breakup from Serena, right?
Yes.
And he said it ended because she still had a little bit more living to do.
Exactly.
And I thought that's insight, man. When a guy is literally going, she didn't mess up, I don't think I messed up, what happened is she was not ready for what I was trying to make this thing. Because
yes.
I've lived. I've done me.
He wants good girlfriend. He's going to be home. And he's going to be. But Serena's still got some things to do. She's not done.
Yeah.
She's not done.
Because then you look at. Let's look at the iconic couple. So we look at Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yes.
Imagine a man who marries Beyonce and goes, yeah, but B, you know you must be home. You can have the weekends to do your shows.
Yeah.
At six, I expect a meal cooked by you.
Exactly.
Like, and I'm thinking, but baby, on the fridge. Because that's what I've done at my house. I am real about these things. When I cook for my family, they know it's nice. When I can't cook, I don't just say, oh, you can have bread. I have put on my fridge. In fact, I should ask my husband to take a picture and send it so people can see I'm not making it up. Nando's, Debonair's, Chinese, Italian, Mr. Delivery. All of them.
All of the numbers.
I have taught my firstborn how to use the phone. My children know even how to order online. I'm going, you will not starve. Because I've made sure the money is there.
Yeah.
And there's a plan. If I've cooked and I won't be here to warm it up for you, I will tell you I've cooked. There's the microwave.
But then here comes the whole situation and conversation about gender roles and what are these roles that we're expected to play as women. For example, can you have it all as a female? Can you be a mother?
Mm.
Can you be a boss bitch?
Mm.
Can you be the friend that you need to be to your girlfriends? Can you be the wife?
You can.
Okay, but you need the husband that's going to stand there and go, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, but you don't need his permission. You need a man who goes, no.
No,
yeah.
You don't need his permission.
You
You're
need
right.
Communication. It means you've never hidden from him that you need that degree
but
of independence.
I told you, once you sign that paper, something changes.
Yeah, so but that's because you didn't have the conversation. Sorry, here's something that's distracted me.
Yes, you always get distracted. What has distracted you now?
Someone says, I think it's sad when two gay men adopt a young boy and raise him.
Is he talking to us?
Yeah, I think so. I'm very good. Because first he said, ha ha ha, loving it, ladies. And then he says he thinks it's sad when two gay men adopt a young boy and raise him.
Why? What is he afraid of?
What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
I think relationships. Maybe he's talking about relationships. And I was talking about gender roles. But I don't know why two gay men raising a child scares him. You can't raise a gay child, you know. You can't turn a child gay. It doesn't work like that.
No, but I actually... I want him to, Kodu, I need you to look inside yourself and think about why you are fixated on gay men if you yourself are not gay, and them adopting children if you yourself are not interested in giving children a home.
A home, yeah.
Beyond that, I'm not interested in debating. You see, homosexuality and religion for me are debates I refuse to have in 2016. Yeah, I find that ish archaic. Greg Cohen, your test has worked. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I see you. You're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You did that way earlier this morning, but I'm just telling you it worked because I don't think anybody told you it actually worked. Yes. So we're on this thing.
Can you have it all?
Can you? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But you have to have for me, you have to have someone who's complete enough to get it. A man who's man enough to take it.
Gender
same way
roles.
A man can be.
What? Gender roles
you can't
have to
have
go
gender
away.
Roles.
You just
yes.
No, I'm saying they have to go away. You just said you have to have a man who's man enough to take it.
Because I was now, about to say you have to have a woman who's woman enough to take that. Her man might want to be that as well.
But that's the thing. I mean, what is to be man enough? Being a man just means you have a penis.
No, to be man enough means you're not going, me hunt, you sit. You know what I mean? It means you're not going to let it. You're not going to let it me affect your manhood that I'm going to bring
yes,
three
exactly.
extra zeros to the house.
Exactly.
Because the minute you let me be a career woman, it means you're allowing me earn what you earn or more.
But I think we're just screwed from, we're just growing up with gender roles and stuff. It's just, we're screwed. Because no matter how much you can say independent woman, et cetera, et cetera, at the end of the day, at a family gathering, I think I'm independent. I think whatever. What are the men doing? Sitting, talking. What are the women doing? In the kitchen, washing the dishes. After we finish eating, who's in the kitchen wiping the dishes?
When I go to dinner at my in-laws, my father-in-law most of the time will have prepared the meal.
I'm talking about a family gathering, a black family
gathering. But why are we wasting our time on the old people and their ways that are set in? They're set in those ways. Let's make it work. And it's easier that way because the roles are set out. If we try and make
it
independent and
new
age.
But you see, if we do it like that and then your kids go to those events
thing, yeah.
all the time. Like, oh, well, that's what dad and everyone does and you guys go there. Yeah. When do we stop it? Because we're going, yes, I get it. That's how my grandmother or my mother, that's how they're raised. That's what's meant to happen. The men are meant to be. You bring the bowl for the men. They wash their hands.
But you pick your struggles. Because how often are your kids at these gatherings? For me, Bonsu, for example, I make chakalaka. That's my signature.
I don't have
every
kids,
bride,
by the way.
I have to do chakalaka.
Just had I always,
you know, and when I'm making chakalaka, it's a tradition. When we are home, he helps me make chakalaka. If we're in a family gathering and he hears chakalaka, he runs to the kitchen because he's like, I know how to make chakalaka. And nobody kicks him out because he has the boy who wants to cook. You know what I mean? So I think, yes, if your family knows what they've raised, because for me, I always say my family knows what they've raised and they've stopped resisting it.
No,
and if they showed me this side of them 7 years ago before I got married, maybe I would have gotten married later for different and better reasons than, you know,
trying
to fit in. But now they embrace it. Like,
it's
I remember my uncle taking me aside. You know, this gender rules thing is serious. I remember Mpo changing Bonsu's nappy. This is our firstborn. And he was changing the kid's nappy. My uncle took me aside and said, I don't care what you do in your household. When you come here, you don't let this man change a child's nappy. We don't want to see him in the kitchen and we don't want to see him changing children's
nappies.
Did
you just go?
It's disrespectful.
Did you get your bags and leave?
No, because I went, well, it's not our house and we're literally here once a year. So I will respect that. But I was like, you know, he wants to do it. And I said to him, so are you saying I must go to this man and tell him, this thing you want to do, you can't do it.
Because it means you're not a man.
Yes. Because you know what upset me about it was, I didn't go to him and say, hey, the kid is pooped, change him. He literally saw that the child has pooped, knew exactly where the nappy bag was, and did what needed to be done. And I was told, no. This man paid cows, wada wada. And even the paid cows thing, I was like, if you guys knew, we did you a favor with the paying of the cows thing.
We have a man in here who's like, yes, he paid cows.
He paid
therefore
cows.
I own you.
But for me, people who do that don't understand the tradition. Lobola, Mahadi, dowry, it's not about a purchase.
Yeah,
especially in an African sense.
Yeah.
Because it comes from cows and the importance of the beast in the African culture. Like, I could have an entire thesis on this thing, on the significance of the beast in African culture and why we talk lobola in African culture and why it is cows. Today, people don't own cows, so we have to go in monetary terms. But there's money, then there's a sheep that's bought that needs to be slaughtered and stuff like that. You haven't purchased me, my friend. What you have done is that you have kind of broken the ice with the ancestors, because also I've had a group of people protecting me from the moment I was born, and now I'm entering into a relationship that's going to bring forth another generation. So we need the buy-in of those ancestors, and that's where lobola comes in. So when people come and they allow the othering that comes from the West to other their own culture to themselves, I'm disappointed.
You get upset.
Yeah, I'm upset because I'm going, you're a black person born into a black culture, but you're coming to me with a white argument. And by white, I don't mean Caucasian. I'm saying white Western, as in yeah, it's yeah, different yeah, from the black.
Yeah. But now, I know we're running out of time, but I just have to say this. Mm. This is how we show that we are three-dimensional women. We went from talking about Twitter, lemonade, nonke, lasagna, to talking about real serious things.
You know, we are deep. We are four-dimensional.
Four. Okay.
In HD.
We are in HD.
Hug a man who respectfully takes any breakup and takes it like a man.
And a woman who doesn't key a car.
And a woman who takes it like a woman.
Whatever that means. That doesn't mean anything. Next week we must talk about gender
roles. No, all I'm saying is the way women do it is a little more classy. We punish quietly. We are that cyanide killing. Men go Hiroshima. We go quiet cyanide. Yeah. My name is Tumi Morake. I was with the amazing Retini. You will find her on social media at Retini. We are on Snapchat. She's there as at Retini.
No, I'm there as Retini Caved In.
There we go. Retini Caved In. I am Wacky Tombs. I love you. We've been sipping tea.
This is CliffCentral.com.